When you ate a chicken, tell me about the parts you would eat.
Meat?
Yeah. How did you cut it up and what did you use it?
Now, my wife cooked a chicken. Sometimes I'll eat the wing of it. You know, she cut it up. I'll eat a wing, maybe the neck, piece of the back, and then I'm through with the chicken. I don't care if I don't get that. I don't care about no chicken. I don't care nothing about no beef. There's gonna be steak, whatever it may be. I don't like it.
There was a piece of the chicken that people like to have and try and pull apart, didn't it?
And that's the breast. Huh?
Yeah, but didn't you have a kind of a piece that you would like to pull on?
Yeah, that was all that. The narrow bone, wouldn't it be?
The what?
The narrow bone.
Okay, tell me about that.
Mama never said, well, that's kind of the breast, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, they call that a narrow bone. What I used to hear the old folks say.
And what would happen when?
I just remember how it grew, but anyway, like if that's an old saying, I think that you and somebody else would get on that thing and kill it. And you know, I just remember how it is, but one would break first.
Yeah.
You know that they're gonna pull them apart. It's one of them gonna break.
Yeah.
One of them little bones gonna break.
Uh-huh.
And the one that breaks first. Well, that's the one matters first. That's the way I used to.
What do you mean the one that breaks first?
The bone. You got this bone.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a little forked bone like that.
Uh-huh.
It's grown together just like that. And you carry it with this end, and I have this end. Now, it ain't going to split. It's one of them little bones going to break.
Oh, okay.
And the one that claimed that break first, that's like me and you pulling that end on that side book. You married first. That's all I don't know.
You mean the shortest one?
The shortest one, married first.
Oh, okay.
And that one kept that long end. She's the last one married. That's what the folks used to say.
What about the inside of the chicken, the liver and the heart and the gizzard?
Yeah, I can eat that. I can eat chicken little, but a little. And the gizzard, but a little. Now, later, we cook, pick some and put in the freezer here during the day. And I eat a piece or two of that liver and gizzard.
Would they ever make anything up out of that?
Gonna make anything else out of it.
Well, would they ever cook it up and make something out of it, a stew or
a kind of she could do that. And something else, a kind of stuffing like, when you gonna bake the chicken or something like that, she takes to that meat. I don't know what she called it, but I still do it all the time.
You ever had haslets?
Hog haslets?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Tell me how you'd make that now, because I've never eaten it. I've just heard people talk about it.
I don't know, but why I know, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But what part of it was? It was
she takes the heart and the lights. I don't think she put any liver in it. I don't think she did.
Mm-hmm.
Heart and the lights and maybe milk or something like that. She cut it up and make a hash out of it.
Yeah.
And I like that. It's kind of like a chicken, huh? And you make a chicken stew. You ever eat that? Chicken stew?
No. Chicken stew. Tell me about that.
Chicken stew. They boil that chicken and they make up the flour dough. And they pinch off little pieces of it, or cut off, however you want, and drop that in there. And they have some kind of way where they make a thickening and cook it. And I love that dumpling part of the chicken. I eat plenty of that, but I don't eat that chicken. Yeah, she makes a dumpling yum, and some of the children like them dumplings. And she makes dumplings for the children, when you call.
Did you ever get wheat flour much?
Wheat flour?
Yeah. What would you make out of wheat flour? Flour from wheat?